And now Tracy is going to give us an introduction to Thinking Day. That's a special day today for the guides and the brownies and the rainbows and the rangers. Thinking Day. But I wonder what we're meant to be thinking about. Let's see if Tracy's going to tell us.
Okay, so 22nd of February, which was yesterday, is World Thinking Day, and it was the birthday of Lord and Lady Baden-Powell, and they were the founders of both the Scouts and the Guide Association. So they were husband and wife, and it was their joint birthday. So they decided that that was the day we should celebrate and think about guides from around the world. So on Thinking Day, guides, Girl Scouts, and all the different sections, that's rainbows, brownies, guides, senior section, they think about their sisters around the world, and they celebrate international friendship, often participating in activities and projects with global themes to honour their sisters in guiding in all other countries. They learn about how taking action on important issues can actually make a difference. This year's global action theme, which is set up by the World Association of Thinking Day, they choose each year a different theme. This year is primary education and how this specifically affects girls and young women around the world. Their catchphrase, or phrase for this year, is education opens doors for all girls and boys. Despite progress, there's an estimated 250 million children of primary school age who lack basic reading, writing, and numeracy skills. This situation can and must change, and guiding can play its part, raising awareness and teaching their members to try harder and that they should really try and feel their own potential. So on Friday, we tackled this with rainbows. Now, bear in mind, rainbows are only 5 and 6. So they said on Friday, we had to write on stars how they thought they were going to each achieve their potential. So at 5, their potential was a little bit different, but if you have a look at the back of the hall, they've done all the stars, and you can have a look at them individually. But some of the good ones were, they're going to work hard towards reaching their dreams, which I thought was quite nice, by going to school and listening to their teachers, by reading and learning from their mums and dads, and one of the best ones has got to be by trying our hardest and doing our very best. And I think for little ones, that they're really lovely things to achieve. And if you have a look at the back, you can have, they've each written their name on what they thought on their star. And I think it's really good to have a look at.
All right, so we've renewed our promise this morning. And understand the Boys Brigade don't have a promise in the same way as the guides do. But at their enrolment service, they are asked, do you promise to be a loyal member of the Boys Brigade and to support the activities of the company? So they have to make a promise as well. But who can tell me what's special about a promise? What makes it different from anything else you say? Anybody tell me? Yes.
Promises are very important. It's no good promising to do something and then not doing it, because you've broken your promise then, so you shouldn't have promised in the first place. And we know that promises are very important to rainbows
and brownies and guides and rangers and to their leaders. We're going to hear about some other promises now. Can you think of any other time when people make promises? Let's see, what about some of the grown-ups? When have you made a promise? Oh, Abby. Yes, that's another sort of promise. What about the grown-ups, though? Who's made a promise as a grown-up? Yes, Pamela. Right, when you got married. Yes, but that's a very big promise when you get married, isn't it? Right, a very important promise as well. Yes, so you make lots of promises then. Anybody got a £10 note on them? Oh, you're poor this morning. Have you got a £10 note? A £5 note? Nobody's got any money. Yes. Yes. Do you know what it says on there?
I promise to pay the bearer.
That's right. Yes, because that bit of paper, which is no good, is it, on its own? It needs the Bank of England to promise that if it's presented to the Bank of England, they would get £5 in gold. But if there's no promise, it's no good. We take it into the shop and say, well, not having this, it's not worth anything. So that promise is very important. In the Bible, God makes a great number of promises. Now, someone has sat down and counted them. I'm not sure why they did this. They obviously had nothing better to do. And they say there are 3,573 promises by God in the Bible. Now, I gave out some pieces of paper to people with some of those promises on. Who's got one with number one on?
Genesis 15, verses 5. God said to Abraham, look at the sky and try to count the stars. You will have as many descendants as that.
So that was a promise which God made to Abraham. Look at the sky, count the stars, and you will have as many descendants, so as many children and grandchildren, as the number of stars in the sky. Who's got number two? Deuteronomy 31, verse 8.
The Lord himself will lead you. He will not fail you or abandon you. So do not lose courage or be afraid.
Right. So God will not lose you or abandon you. Who's got number three?
I will keep my promise to bring back home. I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring the prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for.
Right, okay, so God's got good plans for us. That's excellent to know, isn't it? Who's got number four? Right over here.
Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I'll give you the rest.
Right, so if you're feeling tired, worn out, come to God, and he will give you rest. That sounds very good at this time moment. Right. Okay, Abby.
Matthew 28, verse 20. And I will be with you always to the end of the age.
Thank you, Abby. So God promises to be with us right until the end of time. Right, have I got one more? Or was that number six? Right. One more? Number six? Oh, yes, sorry. I forgot about you down the back here. Right. Right, okay.
And this is what Christ himself promised to us, eternal life.
Eternal life, right. Wow, that's a big promise, isn't it? Eternal life. I'll try not to break my ankle coming back anyway. Right. Wow, all those wonderful promises that God gave us. Well, we're going to hear about another promise, and I'm going to need some help with telling this story. So, let's have a look. I've got some volunteers. Abby, wonderful, come here. Right, you two there. That's good. That's it. Okay, well, I've got three. I need some more. I've got one more. Right, okay. So, if you stand up there, if you stand down there for the moment, but we need you in a minute, just stay there. That's it. And the rest of you come and stand over here.
That's it. Any other volunteers come and stand here? Right. Okay, right. Now, this story is about somebody called Noah. And I thought it was a very appropriate story at the moment. Anybody who knows the story will understand why. God was sad. Everywhere he looked, he saw people making bad choices. They were hurting each other, they were being horrible to each other, and they were spoiling his beautiful world. God said, I need to start all over again. And he went and talked to Noah. Let's see if I find Noah. Right, Noah. Here we are. Okay. And he said to Noah, I need to make my world clean. So, what I want you to do is to get your wife, one wife, your three sons, that's good, and their families. There we are, another three, there we are. And I want you to build an ark. Now, ark is a big boat. Okay, so come on, get building, build an ark. Right, come on, put it together, right. That's good, right, right, keep working, whilst I tell the rest of the story. Now, Noah's family was a bit surprised by this. They thought, why is he building a big boat? We don't live near the seaside. But because it was Noah, they said, well, okay, we do what he says. He obviously knows what he's doing. We may not understand it, but we'll go ahead. And Noah's neighbours, well, they just had a big laugh. Come on, work harder, work harder. We've only got a few days to build this. Right. And the neighbours said, oh, look at him, he's building a boat. Isn't he stupid? But we'll see what happened. Well, the boat was finished. And Noah and all his family got onto the boat. That's it. But God said something else to him. He said, Noah, where's Noah gone? I've lost Noah, down the end there. I want you to get two animals of every sort and take them with you on the ark. Right, so do you think you'd send out your family and get some animals? Let's see, we have some cows, some kangaroos. Anybody like to be a kangaroo? Okay, let's have a hopping. Let's see, we've got a cow, a moo, mooing? No. Moo, oh, sorry, a little moo, right, okay then. A chicken? No, right, okay. And then we need a bird, we need a dove. Right, and then what would you like to be? An elephant. Well, okay, right, okay, there we are. Right, push up a bit, push up a bit, we're going to get onto the ark. Right, are we all in?
Yeah.
Right, now we mustn't forget to close the door. Okay, oh no, could you close the door, thank you, right. And there they were, all tucked up safely in the ark. And then it started to rain. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained. For 40 days and 40 nights. We haven't quite had 40 days and 40 nights of rain, but it just feels like it, doesn't it, at the moment? It rained so hard that the streams and the rivers and even the seas burst their banks, and they began to flood everywhere. This is the sea, okay, and the water. I have to use a bit of imagination here, but okay. What, if you'd like to take hold of it, then. Okay. Right, oh. That's it, right. Okay, so to move along a bit, otherwise you'll be in the water. That's it, round the back. We move around the back a bit, that's it. Right, and hold the end there. Right, and then gradually the water gets higher. That's it, not quite over your heads, though. Right, okay. So, then the boat began to float, and it floated above the houses, it floated above the trees, it floated above the hills, and then above the mountains too. Wow, that's high, isn't it? It floated for days and weeks and months, And then it stopped, because it got stuck on top of a mountain. Right. So Noah and his family, yes, looked out, and everywhere there was water. Just water, nothing else. Oh dear, it's getting a bit crowded in there, it's getting a bit cramped. Are those animals behaving themselves? Right, okay. Oh, well, so the boat came to a halt on top of the mountain, and every day in the morning, Noah and his family looked out through the windows, and they thought, is the water getting any lower? Is it getting low? It was getting a little bit lower. Right. Next day they looked again. It was getting a bit lower again. And a little bit lower. And a little bit lower. And then one day, Noah decided he would send the dove out. Come on, you've got wings. Right. Don't mind a bit of water. Right. He sent the dove out to see if the dove could find any trees or anything to land on. Right, and off the dove went. Okay. And the dove didn't come back again. Right. So Noah knew that the dove had found somewhere dry to land on. Hooray! And the water was going down a bit more. And a bit more, and a bit more. And then God said to Noah, it's okay, Noah, you can come out of the boat. The world is dry. The world is clean. And now you and all your family and all the animals must have lots of children to fill it up again. And Noah and his family said, hooray!
Hooray!
A bit loud, you've been in the boat for over a year.
Hooray!
Wonderful. Right, so God spoke to Noah then, and he said to him, I'm going to make you a promise that will last forever. He said, never again will I send a flood that will cover all the earth. Look up into the sky. Hopefully this will work, right? Noah looked up, aha, and there, where the sun was trying to break through the rain clouds was a beautiful rainbow. Red and orange and yellow and green and blue and indigo and violet. And God said, I put my bow in the clouds, and wherever you see it in the sky, remember my promise to you and all people. The rainbow is there as a sign that I will keep my promise as long as the earth shall last. Well, that's good news at the moment. We may have lots of floods, but don't worry. This is not the end. The water will go down. The floods won't cover the whole earth. So that's the good news. Thank you very much, everyone, for taking part.